eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk to our next guest. He probably is because he's a little bit of a soccer guy, but he's certainly a football dude covering the Eagles here for us at WIP, and he joins us every single Tuesday morning, Mr. Elliot Sherparks. How you doing, Elliot?
Man, Joe, for somebody that I know respects greatness, for such a big fan of Tom Brady, you would think you would be super pumped for Messi to come in tonight, well, right? You always love to see Brady. You love to see him win the Super Bowl. The best athlete ever is going to be in town.
I like football more than like the fake football.
The best football player
than the fake football. You know, I got to call it football.
Real
football.
Yeah,
exactly. Hey, by the way, Elliot, Elliot with us, brought to us by Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. Shop 24/7. At ColonialHyundai.com. So, Elliot, one joint practice down, another to go today. Let's get to yesterday and what stood out to you. Obviously, you were there, able to observe, you know, quite a bit in front of you. Was Jalen Carter's been getting big reviews. Was he as dominant as we've been hearing and reading? I mean, was Jalen Carter a real standout yesterday?
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway, really yesterday, but also probably the last week of camp in terms of what's really going to matter come in the regular season, it's that Jalen Carter looks like he can be that top 10 instant impact player. You saw the start of it, obviously, in the preseason game. But then yesterday, I think, was kind of the emergence and the arrival of Jalen Carter at training camp. He took reps with the first team. He recovered a fumble against the Browns' first team offense. He got, I think, pretty good pressure and looked good winning against the interior lineman he went up against. You can just really see that he's starting to feel more comfortable, and because of that, his pure skill is starting to show. He's someone that came to the NFL with a set of pass rush moves already, which is something that's not really, you know, a defensive lineman don't normally have that. Like Jordan Davis didn't come with a set of pass rush moves. And now that I think he's more comfortable, he's getting used to being in the NFL, that's starting to show, and I thought he had a really good day yesterday.
He had a couple sacks, pressure, the fumble recovery, and that was against Joel Batonio and Wyatt Teller, who are two great guards. So that it was just really impressive all around. Another guy, Elliot, who was getting reps with the ones yesterday, Sidney Brown. Has he made his statement to where he's going to be starting moving forward?
I don't know if I can say he's definitely going to be starting moving forward, but much like Jalen Carter, you know, well, like Jalen Carter, we know he is an elite physical athlete. You know he has those tools. Sidney Brown is probably the best athlete at the safety position for a couple reasons. A, he's the fastest safety they have, but I also think he's probably the only safety that they have that can step up to the line and play man coverage if they need him to. You saw in the preseason game with him starting to feel more comfortable, he's trusting his instincts, he's flying to the ball, And the Eagles see that, and he's starting to get first-team reps. So we'll see today for day two if he gets those first-team reps again. They really have been rotating those safeties. But I think deep down, the Eagles would prefer if their starting safeties were Reed Blankenship and Sidney Brown. They're young.
Yeah.
They both have them under contract for a while, and they both have a ton of upside. So early on, Sidney not getting those first-team reps. But now that he's starting to get them, I would be surprised if come week one against New England, he doesn't have a pretty big role or some type of role with its first team defense.
It's interesting that you seem to think that Reed Blankenship will be the other safety. You know, that Terrell Edmonds and, you know, Justin Evans has had some nice plays out there. So, but you think Reed Blankenship is the second best safety we have on this team?
Well, I think he's right now, I think he's probably the best safety they have. Sidney Brown still has to develop. I think Sidney Brown's the best athlete, but obviously he has not played in the NFL and he still needs to develop. Reed Blankenship had an interception yesterday against Deshaun Watson. If it was a game, it might have been taken back for a touchdown. And he's had a really good camp. And I would also say he's someone that has most consistently gotten first-team reps. You also what he did last year when he came in, played really well in that spot. So, yeah, I do think he's going to be one of the starting safeties for sure week one against
the Eagles. How about that? It sounds like the Eagles' secondary outplayed Amari Cooper yesterday. Is that accurate?
I don't know if I would say that's completely accurate. I felt that yesterday in the team drills that Deshaun Watson, there were some open receivers pretty consistently in 11-on-11s. I didn't get a chance to watch the one-on-one with the Eagles cornerbacks versus the Browns receivers. I was watching the Eagles receivers. But in 11s, I felt that that Cleveland definitely had some open receivers.
Hmm.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Elliot, upon reinspection, John went back last night and watched the preseason game because the guy's an animal when it comes to football. He didn't think Jordan Davis played particularly well. A two-part question. Jordan Davis preseason game, Jordan Davis training camp, and yesterday specifically. What do you assess of what he's gotten here to?
Yeah, you know, the first few days of camp, I definitely thought one of the big stories and one of the big takeaways was Jordan Davis looked like he was in better shape. And I thought that there were more reps than I saw last summer where he was getting after the quarterback. And that stood out to me in the first, you know, 4 or 5 days of camp. I would agree with John that I didn't think he had a great first preseason game, which is obviously, you know, not great for the Eagles, considering it was his first kind of real reps of game action. And then yesterday, I didn't think he had a particularly good day either. So, you know, talking about Jalen Carter, like I said, he comes to the NFL. He knows how to rush the passer. He knows how to use his hands. He has those quick feet. Jordan Davis just doesn't really have that yet, right? There was times where he's able to overpower people. But in terms of winning at the line with, like, a plan of attack, I don't think that's something you see from him very often. And to not see it in the preseason game, again, not like a full game of reps there. So that's something to take into account. But I definitely think the Jordan Davis, like, breakout year has probably cooled off a little bit over the last, you know, 5 practices.
Elliot, I saw that the Browns had some major stars get injured in the joint practice yesterday. How did the Eagles players come out of it physically?
Yeah, so the biggest name that left the practice was Landon Dickerson. He probably left maybe about halfway through, maybe a little over halfway. And notably, they put Josh Sills in at offensive line, which, you know, is pretty interesting considering he wasn't even with the team for, you know, the start of training camp. But he went in there after practice. We didn't get a chance to speak to Landon Dickerson or Nick Sirianni, but we saw Landon Dickerson, and he seemed to be in good spirits, so it doesn't seem like it's anything serious. Jason Kelce also left practice for a few reps. He seemed fine after practice, so I don't think they suffered any major injuries. It'll be interesting to see if either of those players practice today. But as a whole, and obviously as a result, I would say, of those players missing practice, the Eagles' offensive line had a really rough day. I charted, I think it was 27 dropbacks from Jalen Hurts, and he was sacked at least 7 times, and that was probably being generous. I think there was maybe 2 or 3 more times where they probably get him in a game, but they let the play roll in camp because obviously you can't actually sack him. So, and it wasn't just after these players went out. I thought early on, I mean, on his first 2 dropbacks, I had him being sacked. So the Browns' defensive line definitely got the better of the Eagles' offensive line.
Was there a main culprit?
Was this coming off the left edge with Jordan Mailata against Myles Garrett for the most part?
Yeah, so Myles Garrett definitely had a dominant day, no question about it. I mean, he is a player that if they were going to play the Browns in the regular season, they would game plan for and, you know, figure out a way to, you know, kind of neutralize him. But one-on-one with no game plan, like, yeah, he was very good. Mailata struggled with him. But it was kind of from everywhere. Like, it was coming from both sides. Hurts had to pretty consistently step up into the pocket and escape the pocket. But, yeah, Myles Garrett was very good.
Elliot Stewart Parks with us here. Elliot, there's been so much talk in the last week or so since Miles Jack was acquired that he could, you know, take N'Kobe Dean's job, which is possible. But has there not been enough talk that maybe he would take Nicholas Morrow's job? And that the starting two main guys, when they put two linebackers on the field, would be Myles Jack and N'Kobe Dean?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a chance Morrow doesn't even make the team. Like, Nicholas Morrow has not had a good training camp. They did not get him a ton of guaranteed money. I would have him on my 53 as of now. But if, I mean, obviously N'Kobe is going to make the team. And if he holds on to his job, I would think Myles Jack and Zach Cunningham would have just as good of a chance. And then obviously Christian Ellis. So, Morrow, the benefit he has is he was here during all the off season. He presumably has a better grasp of the defense right now. And he has played in the NFL. Like, you know, you look at N'Kobe, Christian Ellis, those guys are completely unproven in terms of getting any kind of meaningful snaps in the NFL. But Myles Jack and Zach Cunningham, they have played in the NFL. They have, you know, years and years of experience. So the thing that Morrow had was, you know, N'Kobe, Christian Ellis haven't gotten those reps Morrow has. So if Myles Jack and Cunningham come in and outplay Morrow, like, it would not shock me if Morrow was released.
And, Elliot, I thought Zach Cunningham played better in the preseason game than I was expecting, based on, you know, what you'd said about him at practice, looking kind of slow out there. I thought he showed some impressive movement skills during the game, and he was out there late. He was out there as the game was ending, it felt like.
Yeah.
Number 52, Zach Cunningham, he's out there with the fourth stringers, swallowing his pride a little bit. If he's healthy, I think he has a real chance to be a linebacker who can produce.
Well, so I think him playing late in the game was probably a couple of things. One, they just don't have a lot of bodies at the position. And especially with Sean Bradley going down during the game,
Yeah. Someone
had to be out there late. I also think he's someone that did miss the start of training camp. I don't believe he was with the team during OTAs. So right. They might just want to get him rep and get him work that he's not been able to get so far. I mean, that's the thing about Zach Cunningham and Myles Jack. Like, on one hand, they're free agents for a reason. They're 90-man rosters, 32 teams. They weren't on one. Like, that says something about how the league values them. On the other hand, these are players that have, you know, 100-plus tackle seasons in their career and have played, you know, meaningful snaps in the NFL. So I don't think it's a coincidence that in training camp, the first few days he's getting used to the team, maybe doesn't look great. But then as someone that's played in a lot of games and especially playing against third stringers and fourth stringers late, he would stand out.
Elliot, wonderful stuff, man. Enjoy another day of observing Eagles-Browns joint practice. I'm sure we'll probably have you on tomorrow's show, I would think. Thanks, Elliot.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you guys soon.
You got it, man.